Svarim. You're allowed to buy Svarim, not a Sefer Torah, other Svarim, Rashi, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. You can even buy a Novi Uksuvim. Svarim, if you sold the Novi Uksuvim, Lekhan Torah. You're allowed to buy with that to go up to be more Kedusha as a Sefer Torah. Avalimokru Torah, Layichu Svarim. But if you sold the Sefer Torah with the money, you cannot go down and not buy Stam Svarim. Svarim, if you sold Nevi'im, Uksuvim, Layichu Mitfachash. Now let us stand by the mantle for the Sefer Torah. Mitfachos loyichu tevi, can't buy an Aron HaKodesh. Tevi, if you sold your Aron HaKodesh, loyichu Beis HaKnesses. You cannot buy a Beis HaKnesses, because it has less Kedusha than the Aron HaKodesh. Beis HaKnesses, if you sold the Beis HaKnesses, is loyichu Eser Rechoiv. You're not allowed to buy this meeting place down the middle of the streets. V'chein b'misrayim. The same thing with the leftover money. Like if you sold, let's say, a shul, and you have leftover money, so the leftover money with a shul, you're allowed to buy your Sefer Torah. Let's say you bought a Sefer Torah, you still have some leftover money. Leftover money also has the same Kedusha, that you're not allowed to buy something with less Kedusha, but always you have to go up and buy something with more Kedusha. Trashi v'chein b'mayisrayim, mochru svarim, v'loku v'miksas adomim Torah. You sold Nevi'im uksuvim, and with some of the money you bought a Sefer Torah. You can't now with the leftover money say, look, I bought a Sefer Torah already. With the leftover money, I'll buy something else. No. All the money has to be sent for something that has more Kedusha and not to go down. So that's Gemara. If the people sold this meeting place, like a center place in the middle of the town, it had some Kedusha, you're not supposed to buy a Beis Knesset with the money. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yechidin. Zu diver Rabbi Nachim Bar Yossi, Stum Toi. Al Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nachman Bar Rabbi Yossi. Al Bachachom and Moimri, Lachom say, Ha Rechoiv Ein Boi Mishrom Kedusha. No, it has no Kedusha at all. When you sell the Rechoiv, you can do whatever you want with the money. It's a pure business deal, real estate, whatever you want to do with the money. Smart explains, now what's the Machloikis? For Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosef, my Tamayu, why does he say it has some Kedusha there? The Shas, we have the Tainis, the last 13 Tainis, they come outside, so it has some Kedusha they daven there. Therefore, when you sell it, you have to use the money for Dovah Shabbat Kedusha to buy another shul. For Rabbonin, Rabbonin said, no, that's not the main purpose of the Rechayiv. The main place of the Rechayiv is Tam, it's a meeting place, it's a marketplace, you do what you want there. It happens to be, sometimes they use it for the Tainis there, to daven for Rabbin. Rashi could have not masech the tainis over elav lenenu matzinas atavel rechoyv shalir. When after the first six tainises and there wasn't answered, no rain came down yet. Now they take the aron hakodesh outside to the rechoyv shalir. Umamodays tanana meschansim v'yareim v'kerem b'maisa gracious. That was different mamodays we had then. There were three types of mamodays. One part of the mamodays were people that always were in the base of Migdash. That v'shas that brought the korban atomid. It's a carbon tzibur, so there had to be from the tzibur, the client saw somebody there, b'shach the carbon. Another, my mothers used to get together in Yushalayim and Davin, that Hashem to accept the carbonus. And a third, my mothers was in every city, they used to get together and have tinnuses, like the Davin to Hashem, everything should be good. So the third type of my mothers is used to get together and Davin and fast. In their place, where did they get together and Davin and fast? B'rechoy v'seir, in their meeting place outside. Rashi v'tanya b'gemara, anshe maimon nechnosim v'beis ha'knesses, v'yoshim arba taniyas v'shabbos. V'yevshim v'beis ha'knesses v'hoyu lehem, kavua, b'rechoy v'shalir, v'meschansin shama maimon kula, it wasn't the beis ha'knesses was tam, but maimon here in the rechoy they did it. So that's the machlekes, since sometimes they use this rechoy with this meeting place, Rabbi Nachum al-Mishnah says it has Kedusha, and the Chum said no, it doesn't have Kedusha, since that was not the main purpose of the rechoy. Beis HaKnesses Leichen Teiv. If you sell a shul with the money, you're allowed to buy it on a Kodesh. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonison. Loishonu Vala Beis HaKnesses Shok Forum. There's only a Beis HaKnesses from a hick town, from the small villages. Avo Beis HaKnesses Shok Rochen. But a Beis HaKnesses from the big cities. Kivan the Miyal Miyosele. Since in a big city, a lot of people pass by there. They also donated money for the shul. Is Lemotzi Mizavnidle. You're not allowed to sell it. To every lady rabbim that belongs to the rabbim. As Mishpahim, it's a private shul in a small village. We say only the people in that place gave money for it. So like they're the owners of the shul. If they want to sell it, they can sell it. Mashenka in a big city, in a big town, there we say, since people always come into town, place to give out aliyahs, mishaberas, people that needed money to the shul, so it's wise like the shul belongs to the rabbin, and the people in this town alone have no right to sell it. Shrashi Yavo Shakrochim, Hegulu Botekinesias the rabbin, Viako Bailim, Vim Vinayir Lavazim Bailim Lim, and the people, the heads of this city, by themselves don't have a right to sell this shul. Omer Ravashi, Hai Bei Kanishta the Mosa Machsia, the shul that they have in this town, Machsia, Afagav Dum Yalmi Yosalu, even though people talk to come travel through it from all different places, or the Kivon da Daita Didi Kosi, since they're coming because of me, is Ibina Mazavnilei, if I want to, I could sell it. In other words, if there's one big rov there, and he's like the bailam of the shul, even though there are a lot of guests coming into the shul, they give money, but the pshat is not that they give money stamp to the shul. They give the money to the big rov, and they tell the rov, you could do what you want with the money. So the rov is still called the owner of the shul, therefore he has a right to sell the shul. Meisvei Avakash on you. Omer Rav Yehuda. Meisvei Beis HaKnesses Shel Tursayim. With a story with the Beis HaKnesses Tursayim, Rashi says, Sofer Nechoshes, people that were making kappa, or working with the kappa, Shoyim Yerushalayim, Shemachru L'Rebbe Elazar, they sold their shul to Rebbe Elazar. V'yosabah Kot Sochem, they did whatever he wanted. I bought some the krachim every. I there was a shul that was in the krach in the big city. So how could they sell it? And the Gemara who be kenishta zuta heavy. The inu avdu no ate was a small shul. It wasn't a big shul. It was like a private shul. And even though it's a big city, but in this private shul they built it themselves, and nobody donated money for them. So therefore, since it's their private shul, they have a right to do whatever they want with it. All right, we'll stop here. Again, just two dots. Beis HaKnesses Leuchten Teva. Mishnah says, well, if you sell a Beis HaKnesses, so you're allowed to buy with it a Teva or Naron HaKodesh. In other words, the money of the Beis HaKnesses still has Kedusha, and it can only go upwards, not downwards. With the money, you have to buy something that has more Kedusha. Amar Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rav Yenisin. Leuchten Uvela Beis HaKnesses Shokforum. So only if the shul belonged to people living in the kfarm in the village. Then they have a right to sell it. Aval Beis HaKnesses Shokrochem, if the shul was in the big city, Kivon de Miyal Mosi, since people come from other places, Loi Motse Mizavni Lei, they can't sell it. In other words, the heaven laid the rabbin, because then we say the shul belongs to rabbin. Since it belongs to the rabbin, you have no right to sell it. So it's a shal exactly, what does it mean it belongs to the rabbin? Some learned Parshat Pshat is that when people come, they donate money to it. So since everybody donated money to it, so in order to sell it, you have to sell it Rishus of the Bailim. So how could the people in this city sell it if it belongs to other people also? They have no right to sell it. Therefore, they can't sell the shul. So those people say then it has a din Kedusha on it, and the Kedusha can't go off. Like it has more Kedusha. It's like a basic nesis. The Rabbim, that you can't sell. That our Mishnah Bechlal says you could sell it, that's only where it was in the village. So we know exactly who built it, the people that own it, and they're the owners, they have a right to sell it. But a shul that's in a big city, you can't be sold. Omer Rav Ashi, Hai Bei Kanishta de Mosa Machsia, this shul in this town, Mosa Machsia, is Afagav de Miyam Osolo, even though people come there from all different places. So again, we have to be afraid that people donated money, and the male of the shul belongs to the rabbim of the whole world, so this city has no right to sell it. Still, kivon diataito di dikosi, since when people come to the shul and give money, they give it to me, to the rov. As Rav Ashi was saying, like in his shul, the people gave money to Rav Ashi. Is ibina mizavnim alo? If I want to, I could sell it, because since whoever did give money gave it amanas me, I could do what I want with it. So therefore, he's like the owner of the shul; he has a right to sell it. Meis ve'avakasha on this klal. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Meis ve'avakasha knesses shel tusoyim. It once happened with the shul that belonged to the tusoyim. Rashi said that's the blacksmiths. Those people had their own private shul. Shehoyev Yerushalayim. This shul was in the middle of Yerushalayim, which is a big krach, a big city. Shemachru l'Rebbe Elazar, that they sold the shul, they sold the building to Rebbe Elazar. V'yosa bo'kot tzarchov, and they did whatever he wanted with it.
In other words, he held the Kedusha one off it, and it became mamish like chul, and he could do what he wants with it. I, the Kashmir is Bohosam, the Krochan heavy. I over there belong to the Krochan, belong to the big cities. So how come? How come? We're saying now a city, a shul in a big city, you have to be afraid other people donated with it, so it belongs to the Rabbim like, so you can't sell it. Have the Gemara, who be Kanishta Zuta heavy. That was a small shul. In other words, there were other big shuls there. So people would come from other places, they would donate money to the big public shul. But this was a private shul. The Yinawagdu, and these people, the blacksmiths, they themselves built it. So they know for sure like it belongs to them. Nobody else gave money. So therefore, it's not called a shul that belongs to the rabbin. Therefore, they have a right to sell it. That we'll talk about. That we'll soon see. We'll soon see who and the people that sell it. That we'll soon talk about. The rabbin, the people there. The mayor of the city could sell it. So the more year, Mace, we have a kasher on this now. The pasuk says, the base eretz achazaschem. The pasuk by Negoyim, that the pasuk gives, is a neger comes in the house is tummy. So we dashin achazaschem mitame b'negoyim. Only a house that you own in Eretz Yisrael has tumas negoyim to it. The ein Yerushalayim mitame b'negoyim. But in the city of Yerushalayim, even if there's a neger in the house, on the walls, it has no tumas neger. Why? Because it's not called an achuzaschem, people don't own Yerushalayim. It wasn't nitno for the Shvatim to divide up. Yerushalayim always belonged to the Tzibor, belonged to the whole Klal Yisrael. The Rashi said, the lav achuzahi, kedi armin lekamon. Tesrila lahai tanom, loy neschalku Yerushalayim leShvatim. This time holds that Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the Shvatim. It didn't belong to anybody separately, to Binyamin or Yehuda. Rather, it belonged to the whole Klal Yisrael, so therefore it's not called Achuzaschem. Therefore, there's no Tumas Negoyim. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said like this, Ani lai shamati yele moka migdish bavad. No, not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim does have Tumas Negoyim. You know what does not have Tumas Negoyim? Only the Mokum, the base of Mikdash itself. That's the only thing that doesn't have it. So Rashi says, Ani lo shemati, shelo yiyah metamei, ela Mokum Mikdash bulvad, mishum debayis shel kodeshu. It's a base that has Kedusha on it. For Gabi Negoyim, the Pasuk says, Ubuah shelo yabayis, vinen, that's the like belong to you, and not that has Kedusha on it. But Yerushalayim itself in the city, any house that has Negoyim in it, does have Tumah. Why the Sava this time holds, Nischalku l'shvatim. Yes, it was divided amongst the Shvatim. V'yachuzaschem karin lei. And it's called Yo Achuza, Yo Yerush, you inherited. Ketani mil Rabbi Yehuda, the Yisrael Nischalku, even according to Yehuda, it says Yerushalayim was divided up, and there's Tumah Negoyim in Yerushalayim, of l'shonu v'lamokam migdash. Only the base of Migdash, that has Kedusha, there there's no Tumas Negoyim. Ava Boti Kenesias Aboti Midrasha Shabo, Kishar Boti Ir, V'yavagad Deshol Krachu. But Mashma, though, a regular shul in Yerushalayim, does not have this special Kedusha. And therefore, Negoyim is in the base of Knesset in Yerushalayim. That's the Kasha why. If you tell me now that a shul in a Krach, in a big city, like has Kedusha belongs to the whole Rabbin. Nobody has a right to sell it. It's unsellable. So Mela means that it has Kedusha on it. So why shouldn't it be like the Kedusha on the base of Migdash? It's the same Svara. Now as the Pasuk says, Uvor Asheloi Habayis Mashma, it's a house that you can sell. Any house you can sell does not have Tumas Negoyim. So if you're going to tell me now that a shul in Yerushalayim, in a krach, you're not allowed to sell it because it belongs to the rabbim. So also it's not called a bola abayis. It shouldn't have tumas negoyim. And here it says mashma only the base of Mikdash doesn't have tumas negoyim. Mashma regular base of Knesset does have tumas negoyim. Mashma you could sell it. So Moran says, Moses Kasho, ho botik and esir zabotim et rosh is metamoyim. It is metama. It is called a bola ashaloi abayis. Mashma, you could sell the shuls, the batik nesios in Yerushalayim. But the more am I, how the krochem heavy? Yerushalayim is a big city, and you're telling me now a shul in the big city you can't sell, so it should not have tumas negoyim. So the Gemara says, Eima, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, and you should say this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. He said like this: Ani loy shemati el mokam mikudosh vulvad. Not only the mokam migdosh, Enechnami any mokum kudish, even the Bate Knesiyos in Yerushalayim also, since it's a mokum, a shul in a krach, that nobody has a right to sell it. If nobody could sell it, also it has no tumas megoyim. Enechnami mekudish, Rashi says, as Bate Knesiyos mashma. Mekudish means anything that has kedusha. Lav dafka the Beis Hamikdash, anything that's mekudish. So the Morgan Abba Miflugi, what's this last machlokes we had, whether Yerushalayim was divided up between the Shvatim and not? Tanakama Savar, Loineschalku, Yerushalayim, Leshvatim. Tanakama holds Yerushalayim was not divided between the Shvatim. It was like public property belonged to the whole rabbin. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, know that Neschalku, Yerushalayim, Leshvatim. It was divided, the Shvatim had it. Over Pluta Dani Tanoi, where is this machlokes Tanoim? Like we'll soon see. The Tanya learned like this. Mahoya Bechelka Sha Yehuda. What did Yehuda own in Yerushalayim? Or in the Harabayis at least. He owned the Harabayis was in his portion. So Harabayis, Rashi says, that means Bechnisosu Mitzara Mizrach. When you go up the Harabayis, this mountain on the east side. Koma Sha Yesham Ponui Kori Harabayis. Anything that's empty there, that's flat, is called Harabayis. Shein Lo Shemach, it doesn't have another name to it, it's called Harabayis. Because the whole mountain, the Harabayis, the Haramaria, was in Shevet Yehuda. HaLishchoyis, also he has further in, the Lishchoyis, the special rooms there, the Hazoras, the Ezes Yisrael, Ezes Noshim. That's what Yehuda had. U'mahoye b'chelkasha b'nyamin, what was special in Binyamin's portion? Ulam, further in, the more you go, the more Mariv, the more Kedusha, that was in Binyamin's portion. The Ulam, that's the Makam HaKadosh already, for Yehechon, or Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mamish, these Makamas, the Makamas HaKadoshim, were in the Makam of Binyamin. There was one little strip of land that came out from, that belonged to Yehuda, and it went a little bit into the portion of Binyamin. There was one portion in the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash that belonged to Yehuda. Uvo Mizbeach Bonui. And that small portion that belonged to Yehuda was a part of the Mizbeach. So even though most of the Mizbeach was on Binyamin's Chelek, there was a little bit of it built on Yehuda's Chelek. For
the Mizbeach
outside Mizbeach. For Binyamin had Tzadik Mitztayir Olem. Binyamin had Tzadik bothered him very much. The whole Yoyim Livloi, he wanted to swallow it up, like he wanted to get even that portion of the Mizbeach also. He wanted to have the whole Mizbech in his portion. Shenem, the Pesach says, Choyfefol of Kolayin. He was like hovering over it all the time. He said he wanted it. Lefikach, therefore, Zocha Binyamin Venasa Ushpischon Lishchina. He was Zocha to be like the neighbor of Hashem, the Shechina. In other words, the Shechizim in the inn. In other words, the Orin, where the Torah was in Binyamin's Chelik. So he was Zocha to have the Orin in his Chelik. About Kopon and Isiyah, clearly Yerushalayim was divided up. And even the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash was divided up between Yehuda and Binyamin, so Yerushalayim was divided up. Now exactly this chelik that belonged to Yehuda, that went through, it's a question exactly what exactly he had. Some Rashi says, say Rashi, the Ritzua, Lindel Khan, Ritzua Zula Vadal Yehuda, only this one portion. Avot Tzvayne Shom Ezbech Odrema Marovob Shom Binyamin. The Yehuda, that little Ritzua, was only the east side of the Mizbeach. Mokum HaYisoid, the Mokum of the Yisoid of the Mizbeach, the bottom, first Amma, the foundation. That's why the locker is the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, to not have the Yisoid. Because really, the whole Mizbeach was on the portion of Binyamin. And this one little strip that went out, that was Yehuda's portion, that was on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, the first, that outer Amah, which the Yisoid was supposed to be built. And it happened to be, there was no Yisoid on the Mizrach side. But I call upon this town, old Yerushalayim was divided up into the Shvatim, therefore there would be a Tumas Negoyim in Yabayis in Yerushalayim. Another Gemara says, "V'ha'i tana sabud lo nischalki Yerushalayim l'shvatim." Another Tanya holds, "No, Yerushalayim was not divided up for the Shvatim." The Tanya would learn like this: "A maskirin botim Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent out a house in Yerushalayim. Mifnei sheinim shalem, it doesn't belong to you. The pshat is Yerushalayim is not a mokum that you own. It belongs to the rabbim. So Rashi says like this, Ein maskirin, you can't rent out a house, is balei batim esporteim le'ele regolim. When it came early regal by Yom Tif, a lot of Jews used to come to Yerushalayim, so the balei batim were not allowed to rent out their apartment to other regolim. Ela b'chinam neisim lehem. You have to give it to them for free. V'nechnosim esechem, they came to live in your house for free. Why? Because, see, hold, Yerushalayim was not neschalku l'shvatim. Yerushalayim is there for the purpose of the rabbim. So when the rabbim wants to use it, l'mosho, like for early regolim, you're not allowed to charge money for it. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, so Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Oimer, af lo mitos. You're not allowed to even charge money when you're renting your bed. Even though the bed l'chur is not part of the karka, but still Tosfos says, since the Tosfos says, af lo mitos pirish, Reb Yosef, the svila, the chivon, shakarka, makam amitos lahoye miyuchad l'baylim, since the ground where the bed is standing doesn't really belong to you, you don't have a right to rent it out, schira shalom, a complete renting. But Akol Ponim, a bed is not mamish the ground, so really a little bit you could rent it out. Therefore the Gemara says, Lafikach, Oiris Kodeshim, Bala Yeshpiza Neutlin. Therefore these Yisrael, the people that came to the regal, so they came outside Yerushalayim to bring Kabonis in Yerushalayim. When they brought their kabonis, the skin that they took home, they're supposed to leave it by the inn. The man of the inn, even though they don't have to pay rent, but I call upon them a little bit, they're paying for the bed that they used, so therefore they used to leave them the oirois, the skin. It says, like by force, they have a right to say, like, you have to pay us something, therefore they have a right to take the skin for their pay. Now, Omar Abaye says like this, Shema mean if mere we hear that Urcha Arya, it's a good man, is Lemishvak Inish, Gulfa Umoshcha Biyashpiza. If somebody stays by an inn, even in a place when you have to pay him, but still, you should leave him like a tip. In other words, your leftover flasks that you were using, you should leave there. Rashi says, Gulfa means Kankan Shalcheris Shinishamish Boy. If you had a barrel, made an earthly barrel, or clay barrel, or a China barrel, you should leave there. Umoshcha, im shachat beim, if you shechted an animal there, you should leave the skin for the innkeeper. That's a nice thing, like a tip to leave him. Like these things you finish using, you should leave it for them. But over here it was more than just on a tip. Here, like Taisa says, since they used their beds, and for the beds at least, they had a right to charge some money, so the money for the beds was the pay that left the skin there. Yeskitzin is the machloikis if Yerushalayim is neschalku l'shvatim, or else no, was not neschalku, means it belongs to the rabbin. Therefore, we don't have a right to charge money for it. So, Rashi says only, the regolim mashmur throughout the whole year, whoever lived there, they were zeichel like it's theirs. Just that when other people come, you don't have a right to charge money for it. Even though you have a schus to live there, it's a schus for you, but not that is totally yours to charge money for it. Right. Omar Abaye, or Omar Rova, Loi Shonu Elosh, Loi Mochru, Shiva Tuva Ir, B'maimid Ansha Ir. Is that that our Mishnah says, that if you sell the shul, you should know the money still has Kedusha with it, and with the money you're not allowed to buy something less, but something more, you could buy an Aron HaKodesh, you could buy a Sefer Torah, with the money you have to use to Dabar Sheva Kedusha. But you can't use it for something that doesn't have Kedusha. Mashma, the money that you sold the shul for, has Kedusha. That's only if you didn't sell the shul, the Maimid, Shlemachu, Shiva, Tuvir, those are the seven people that take care of the business matters of the city. Like Lamosha, they appointed a committee, like the mayor, like we would have now. There are seven people that took over about the city, was Nagaya for the public of the city. So these are the seven Tuvir, the special seven people, the politicians of the city. But Maimed Anshir, when they sell it, if they sell it in front of everybody, then it's a total sale. So our Mishnah is talking about they did not do like this. Avamochru Shiva Tuvir, but these seven special people that take care of the public matters, if they sold this shul, the Maimed Anshir, in front of all the people of the city, then we say that sale is chal totally, and the money is real chulin.